Welcome to Make It Rain with Adam Schein on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Oh, yeah, it's Friday. Hello, Friday. Make It Rain with Adam Schein here on VSiN. And my goodness, we have so much to do today. What a day last night in sports. What a day today in sports. We have day ball in the College World Series. We have day ball. Happy Paul Skeens Day to all who celebrate. Day ball with the Pirates and the Cubbies in Major League Baseball. We are going to have Mitch and Paulie. What a tremendous spot that was. I appreciate all the tweets, the texts, the nice words on the incredible spot we did with the incredible duo, Mitch and Paulie. They're 4 to 7 Eastern, of course, every single day here on VSiN. And they're going to join us once again at 3:30 Eastern live from Omaha and the College World Series. We got some news, notes, nuggets, and nightly plays. We will get into all the baseball from last night, the baseball for tonight. I have always said two best rivalries in baseball, without question, are Yankees, Red Sox, and Giants, Dodgers, for a variety of reasons. And we have both of these rivalries this weekend in Major League Baseball. And anytime you can bet on a rivalry, that's pretty sweet. Some interesting NFL that impacts betting for over-unders. We're going to get into the Vikings, the NFC North, the Dallas Cowboys, the Vegas Raiders coming up as we move along. But my goodness, that was last night in the National Hockey League. That was a genuine all-timer. And boy, I was getting a lot of tweets from the Make It Rain with Adam Schein crew last night. A lot of tweets from everybody who watches the show. Oh, Adam, you're an idiot. Can't believe I played along with you and bet the Oilers. Never a doubt. That was a genuine, sensational, legendary, historic, never seen it before comeback. Never a doubt, the Edmonton Oilers. If you feel like you've never seen it before, it's because you haven't. The Oilers were down 3-0 in the first period, looked absolutely atrocious. They roar back, tied at 3, take a 4-3 lead. Next thing you know, it's 4-4. They give up a goal with 19 seconds left in regulation, and then win it in overtime 5-4. That was, I will make this case, one of the greatest all-time comeback pressure cookers in the history of a championship round in sports. As simple as that. And if, when the Oilers go on to win the Stanley Cup, we will be talking about what happened last night forever. Edmonton becomes the first road team in Stanley Cup final history to rally from a 3-goal deficit since Montreal in 1919. First, it's never happened before. No one who's ever alive and saw the game last night has ever seen it before. First road team to stay in Stanley Cup history to rally from a 3-goal deficit and win since Montreal in 1919. My goodness. That first period was absolutely atrocious. Gave Corey Perry, the 20-year vet, the 40-year-old, all the credit in the world. He had, if you remember the Cubs in 2016 when they reversed the curse, you know, everyone credited the old vet, Jason Hayward, for giving that unbelievable, incredible, inspirational speech during the rain delay. He gets props and credit for reversing the curse. Well, if Cody Perry, if in fact the Oilers go on and win this series, Corey Perry is going to get all the credit in the world. He apparently, according to Leon Draisaitl, I wouldn't even give the specifics, read the team the riot act between the first and the second. Also, Chris Knobloch, the coach, made a change that I disagreed with. I would not have made it. They make the change. They pull Stu Skinner. They go to Calvin Pickard, who stopped 18 straight saves. That was incredible. 18 straight saves, 18 straight shots on goal. He had a spine like a slinky. It was absolutely incredible. And that allowed the Oilers to chip away. Nugent Hopkins with the power play. Then all of a sudden, Nurse at the 12:47 mark of the second to make it 3-2. Hey, Nurse, we have a pulse. All of a sudden, is there a doctor in the house? No, it's Nurse. And then another one. Next thing you know, it's 3-3. The goalie's doing his thing. Have the ability with Wallman ripping one to make it 4-3. And then when they gave up that goal and there was that miscommunication with Pickering and the defenseman in terms of clearing it, I'm like, jeez, this is insane. How the hell at the end of the day is this team going to be able to, after that incredible legendary comeback, survive and win in overtime? And then you saw Pickard with that unreal save in overtime. That was on the Bennett shot, the glove, and then it hit the crossbar. I mean, that was absolutely wild. I mean, it seemed destined to go in, and then Draisaitl, baby, in overtime. His 11th playoff goal. He ate up Bob, won 11-18 into OT. And honestly, to me, there are a lot of comparisons between the Oilers and the Dodgers from last year. You know, everyone always talks about the Oilers and their talent, the Dodgers and their talent. If you're really paying attention, there's a lot of heart and guts and grit. You had a lot of people not picking Edmonton to even get out of the first round, picking the LA Kings. They're down 0-2, bam, showing a lot of toughness. You forget, the Dodgers were down on the brink of elimination going up against the Padres last year in the divisional round. So I think there are a ton of comparisons here, and that was a genuine all-timer. And yes, am I betting the Oilers to win game number 5 with the series tied up at 2? Of course. And here's the deal. If it was 3-1, I would have declared this thing over, right? I mean, I would have said, there's no shot. I mean, that's what was stunning. Not only was Edmonton atrocious after losing 6-1 in game 3, there was a carryover. Never in a million years I think that was going to happen. But the fact that they were down 3-0, and not only did they come back, Florida blew it. Florida is an unbelievable hockey club, heart of a champion, brilliantly coached. Paul Maurice knows what he's doing. They're playing at home, and if they won, it's over. They didn't, and now I think it grossly favors Edmonton. I mean, we haven't even had the Connor McDavid game yet. So am I staying, as you look at the series odds board, am I staying with my pick of the Oilers? Of course. Of course. Now, remember, I originally picked the Oilers in 6, and there's a lot of juice on that now at plus 300. So I will stay with it. I do acknowledge more likely when I'm proven right and Edmonton wins the cup, it will be 7. But my goodness, that's an all-timer. Considering McDavid legacy, considering getting the cup back to Canada, considering the Oilers, if they don't win now, who the hell knows if it's ever going to happen. I mean, that was an all-time legendary comeback, a classic game, Stanley Cup postseason, Stanley Cup finals, absolutely undefeated. This is an all-time series, overtime game 1, double overtime game 2, the drama, the comeback, overtime game 4, we're tied up at 2 games apiece in the Stanley Cup final going to game 5. Buckle up, Buttercup, this is absolutely incredible stuff. I gave this to you yesterday on the NBA, and I'm going to give this to you today as a backdrop. The winner of Game 4 tonight with the Pacers and the Thunder will win the NBA Finals. That's how I believe it. And I think that OKC is going to win, and I think OKC is going to cover. I think OKC is going to win by double digits. I really feel like this tonight is the series. If the Pacers win, and obviously Indy's up 2-1, Indy's 2 games away from winning a championship, if the Pacers win tonight, right, there's no shot, no chance they lose 3 straight. They haven't done it. They're not going to do it. I think it would be disrespectful to believe it. And I think all the pressure in the world tonight is on SGA. And I think he's ready for it. But 24 points, more turnovers and assists, 1-of-3 shooting in the fourth quarter, that's not going to cut it for SGA. He needs, and he had 24 in the last game, he needs at least 10 more, which, by the way, would be his over for the over-under for SGA for his prop for tonight. There are, you know, I do think SGA is going to give you 35, 36, 37 points tonight. I think Haliburton and Siakam absolutely show up. I don't know if you're going to get Mathurin to produce or Obi Toppin to produce or TJ McConnell to produce, at least at the level that they did in game number three. You know, I could see Mathurin going over his over-under total, but I don't think he's going to pump in 27. Think more of like 15 to 17 points. But I expect SGA, who's been unbelievable, to dominate. I expect Williams. I expect to see more Harkinshine and Holmgren playing together. I'm still pissed that they're not starting. Still upset that Mark Daigneault made that adjustment without even getting a taste and a feel of the series so far. So that's obviously a thing, and that's obviously a deal. But I do think that tonight is the series. And if you look at the series board moving it forward, and again, I expect SGA to absolutely respond and rebound tonight. My original pick, as you know, OKC in six. I acknowledge that doesn't seem as likely now, but under no circumstance am I going to back down on OKC as my prediction. I have them tonight. When they win, they are just incredible, winning by double digits. I mean, no team has had more double-digit wins in a season in years in the NBA, and that's a fact. I think that the Pacers' role players, it's going to be very difficult to duplicate those stat lines and that feel that those guys had in the game number three to carry that over to game number four. And let's also remember the classic nature here of the Thunder. I mean, nothing has changed. We're talking about a team that plays unbelievable lights-out defense. We're talking about the MVP. We're talking about Lou Dort. We're talking about Williams, who had a spectacular game, albeit in a loss in game three. I think all these guys, Caruso, all come to play in a major way. This would be a grotesque disaster if OKC loses. I think OKC wins by double digits.
Watching Make It Rain on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Let me ask you a serious question. You want to bet smarter this football season? Of course you do. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today and get a full year for just $199, plus a free pre-order of the NFL Sharp Betting Playbook by Josh Applebaum, who put it together wearing his apple-bottom jeans. He also had boots with the fur. No-nonsense guide to reading the market, spotting sharp action, making smarter NFL bets. Sign up now and get access to a daily email with all the best bets from the hosts and their guests. Real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa. 24/7 video access on the VSiN Watch app. Plus our 2025-2026 NFL betting guide, which drops on July 1st. Don't miss out, limited time offer. VSiN.com/subscribe. Use the promo code BOOK to sign up. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. Welcome back. Make It Rain with Adam Schein. Time to shine on some baseball. And we are underway at the College World Series. We're going to have Mitch and Paulie join us from Omaha. Once again, they're going to do their incredible show in Omaha right after us. And right now we are tied at two with Arizona and Coastal Carolina, tied at two in the bottom of the fourth inning. That has been a really fun game to watch so far. Tonight we're going to have Louisville taking on Oregon State. Looking forward to that. You know I love Oregon State, minus 188. I have Oregon State meeting LSU in the finals with LSU winning the entire thing. I'm really into that LSU-Arkansas game. That should be a ton of fun. And listen, I hope Murray State's able to take care of business, but I'd be stunned, and so would Vegas, as you see the lines, if that actually happens when you look at the schedule coming up with the College World Series and the slate. And again, Mitch and Paul are going to join us in a couple of minutes live from Omaha. Very much looking forward to that. So we have some day ball in the College World Series, and we have some day ball in Major League Baseball. And look, you know I live for day baseball. I think if there was ever a perfect day baseball matchup right now in 2025, first of all, there's nothing like day baseball at Wrigley Field. let's be crystal clear, right? Wrigley Field, beautiful sun-drenched day, old school, Friday afternoon, weekend starting early. And the fact that it's Paul Skeens in Chicago against the Cubbies today, that is about as great as it gets. And this one is right out of central casting. I mean, I've been watching a ton of it. It started about an hour and 15 minutes ago. It's 0-0. Skeens looks amazing, and the Pirates can't hit. I mean, they'll probably ultimately get a no decision. I did earlier today on my SiriusXM radio show pick the Pirates money line at minus 108. The market is starting to move on that. I also had Paul Skeens with regards to his over on strikeouts, and it was 6.5 minus 140. And right now he is at 3 Ks in three innings. So I'm pretty close to being on track. You see right now, as the money moves, as I reference, now you can get the Pirates. I kind of like them at plus 128. You got to almost whisper this because you don't want to tempt the sports gods and you can't ever bank on the Pirates. They're actually doing okay over the last couple of weeks. Again, the bar is low. The organization's terrible. I think you can make the case that the Pirates are the second worst organization in baseball and in all of sports. Rockies are the absolute worst. But we've got day ball. Nothing can ruin that, at least for today, unless the Pirates don't score and they waste Paul Skeens again. I mean, it's crazy when you look at the fact he has a 1.82 ERA this year, and he just can't stockpile wins. I had a friend of mine who is a Cubs fan text me, what number you think Paul Skeens is going to wear in Chicago when the Cubs sign him in a few years in the offseason, man? That's rough stuff. Also, it's under the umbrella of it's funny, because it just might be true. So we'll keep you up to date. It's now 0-0, Pirates and the Cubs. And the fourth inning in Chicago, Wrigley Field, little day ball. And we'll keep you up to date on the College World Series as well. Again, Mitch and Paul are going to join us live from Omaha coming up in a little bit. How about my New York Yankees busting out the brooms, sweeping away the Kansas City Royals? And that's the perfect way to set the tone and the tempo as they make the trip inside New England's living room, Fenway Park. And it doesn't get much better than this. Yankees, it was a pitcher's duel last night. Will Warren bouncing back. Excellent stuff. And by the way, as someone who bet the Royals to make the playoffs and bet their over on their win total and bet them to win a division, I mean, it'd be nice if the Royals could actually start hitting. I mean, they have the talent. What a joke Kansas City's offense has been to start the season. I'm definitely not happy. Now, unless they're playing my Yankees, in that case, forget about anything else. But I'm pretty fired up here. And Aaron Boone did something smart yesterday. He didn't play the piping hot Aaron Judge, and it was a good flyer. They already won the series. Gave him a day off, which I thought was great. Already won the series, right? You know, already had it in the bank. They ended up winning without him. And now you get him ready for the three games in Boston. Crochet is going to be on the bump tonight, which is why Boston is a favorite. Yarbrough's been really good for the Yankees. Did not play well in his last performance, but did not pitch well in his last performance on the bump. I think this is a tough spot for my Yankees tonight. I do think the Yankees will take the series against Boston. Crochet, though, at home, he didn't pitch well against the Yankees at Yankee Stadium. I think he will fare much better. I think this is a tough spot for my Yankees tonight. I would never bet against my team unless it was just something that's ridiculously captain obvious. If you're looking for a play tonight on the best rivalry in baseball, I'd bet the Red Sox at minus 144. And listen, it's a big one for Boston, right? Take a look at the AL East and the odds. And remember, I picked the Red Sox to win the division preseason, and I had the Yankees making the playoffs, but number two in the division. Red Sox are still 2 games under 500. Yankees are clearly the second-best team in the American League. Detroit is unequivocally the best. And frankly, draw a line after the Yankees and debate who else you want to put in as the number 3 or 4 or 5 team in the American League. Blue Jays are playing really well. I buy the Blue Jays. Rays are playing well. I do not buy Tampa at all. But it's always fun when you have the Yankees and the Red Sox, especially in Boston, right? I like the new Yankee Stadium. It's not as romantic as the old Yankee Stadium. There's nothing quite like Yankees-Red Sox at Fenway Park. That's baseball, and that's going to be fun to watch and bet on tonight. And I hate to say it, but the Red Sox are a great bet with Crochet on the bump. Listen, Paul Skenes has been remarkable. My guy, Max Fried, has been incredible. Best pitcher in baseball, bar none, is Tarik Skubal. And Vegas has really come around here with regards to the AL Cy Young odds. I mean, take a look at this. Minus 220. Max Fried is next at plus 800. It's going to be impossible, I think, for anyone to beat out Skubal. Skubal last night against Baltimore, I mean, this was wild. 7 innings pitch, 3 hits, no runs, 6 strikeouts, 2 walks. I mean, this cat is on fire. Skubal in his last four starts, okay? I want you to take a listen to this. He has 30 innings pitched. He's given up 1 earned run. 1 earned run. His ERA is 0.29. He has walked 1 batter. 1 batter. I mean, it's wild when you take a look at what Skubal's done. Absolutely, positively wild. The nuggets of jubilation and domination when it comes to Skubal and what he's been able to accomplish. I mean, it's next level brilliance, and he deserves all the accolades in the world. Remember, he got roughed up by the Dodgers. Since April the 2nd, Skubal 7-0, 101 strikeouts, 5 walks. Since April 2nd, 7-0, 101 strikeouts, 5 walks. This cat is a freak. My goodness. Speaking of the Dodgers, Dodgers-Giants tonight. Logan Webb against Yamamoto. That is an awesome pitching matchup. That is ridiculously incredible. And listen, I think that Yankees-Red Sox, best rivalry in baseball. I think Dodgers-Giants is number two. And even though the Giants got walked off last night by the Rockies, which is illegal in most states, including both Colorado and California, Giants are playing a really good style of ball. And the pitching matchup tonight is awesome. Logan Webb going up against Yamamoto. I think this is incredible. Dodgers getting that victory against the Padres made sure that they were in first place in order to, you know, start this series. If they would have lost and San Francisco won, they could have been a third place team. Look, it's so important for the Dodgers to win the Yamamoto starts. There's no doubt about that. Because you just can't bank on anybody else every fifth day. If you go back to that Dave Roberts interview that he did with Buster Olney on ESPN during the Yankee-Dodger series, that's why he slammed Yamamoto when he couldn't get out of that fourth inning. I think tonight's going to be low scoring. Vegas has the over-under at 7.5. And I think the Dodgers come away with a dub.
Watching Make It Rain on VSiN, the sports betting network.
VSiN is live from Omaha for the College World Series. We're broadcasting live from Rocco's, home of the legendary Jello Shot Challenge. Live shows now through Saturday. Money Moves was absolutely on fire Thursday and, of course, today in Omaha. And follow the money. Amazing yesterday. Today, tomorrow, going to be even better. I mean, absolutely sensational. Make sure for all the coverage and your free College World Series betting guide, head on over to VSiN.com/CWS. I got to tell you, I couldn't get enough of Mitch and Paulie with us yesterday. And I got so many texts, so many tweets. Everybody was fired up. They are the absolute best in the content business when it comes to sports betting. Icons, legends here on VSiN, and they're going to join us again right now on the Progressive Guest Line from Omaha. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard, the outstanding hosts of Follow the Money, VSiN weekdays 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern. And guys, welcome back. And hey, we've got some action here with Coastal Carolina and Arizona. So take us through what you're seeing, what you're playing, and boy, it looks like the joint is jumping behind you with the games underway. The action's off the charts.
LSU's all over the place. They don't play until tomorrow. And then the Tiger the huge tiger with that parade float even made it, and they parked it in front of our hotel. It was 2-0 Coastal. Arizona battled back to tie it. I like under in play right now, Mitch. We're in the bottom of the fifth, and it's 2-2. Coastal's 1-2. Oh, hit by pitch.
Another
right?
one. There you
Perez
go.
Said that yesterday. Yeah. 140 guys have been hit by pitch by Coastal. They've won 23 in a row. We got a good one here behind us.
Got to tell you, Adam, so first time here ever, you know, one of those bucket list items that you want to cross off. As a sports fan, you know, you hear about the crowds and how it picks up through the weekend, and then the game itself and the stadium looks awesome. That place is like packed to the rafters today, 26,000, and it's hot, it's muggy, it's humid outside, and they have been here tailgating since the wee hours this morning. So, boy, I'll tell you, people love their college baseball, man.
Man, I love hearing that. That's on my sports bucket list, too. I've always wanted to be there. I'm glad you guys get a chance to do it, and maybe we'll get there soon. I would love to catch a College World Series there. And listen, with that said, I gave out my bets on the College World Series for this weekend earlier. Who are you betting on tonight and tomorrow for the College World Series?
How did you attack it, Paulie?
I didn't have an opinion on the Louisville-Oregon State game, although Oregon State's number two in home runs. Could go over 9.5. I think you got to keep riding the racer train. I'm with Mitch on this. Murray State plus 2.5 runs. It goes the early game tomorrow against UCLA. Does UCLA throw their ace? Do they disrespect the racers? This is crazy that you got, 8,000 students who go to that university, and 700-1 to win this not that long ago. Plus 2.5 runs, minus 125. If you want to get nuts, they're 2-1 to win the game against UCLA.
Yeah, I might tie in Oregon State with some parlays. I like them. I don't know if I want to lay $1.90 in that territory, Adam. And then as for tomorrow, I agree with Paulie. I like the run line there with Murray State at plus 2.5. And plenty of people here who really get into this sport and follow it. I mean, it's like a religion for them, right? That more people have said Arkansas than anything else that I've heard this week.
Wow.
In that game specifically tomorrow. Not to win the whole thing, but they love the matchup tomorrow night against LSU.
I can't wait to watch that one. Yeah, that it's funny. I have LSU winning the whole thing. The Arkansas matchup scares me, so I'll be certainly paying attention to that. And I hope you guys are right about Murray State. It's just an incredible, incredible story. All right, as we were saying goodbye yesterday, you know, Paulie drops in a nice little Pacers and six as I'm saying goodbye. So I need to get your bets for tonight. And I'm just as a backdrop, right? I think the winner of this game tonight wins the series. And I picked OKC to win it, and I'm going to stay with it. And I think OKC, if I'm picking them to win, they've got more double-digit wins in the regular season than any team in history, and I think they're going to be able to win by double digits. So this is a backdrop for you. I think OKC wins. I'm going to lay the six with the Thunder. How are you guys going to play the Thunder and the Pacers tonight?
I'm against you, my man. I think you're in trouble. You know, you haven't covered a game on the road the entire playoffs. They're wearing these guys out. This pace and go, go, go is getting to them. They outscored them 173 in the fourth quarter. OKC in the leading in the fourth quarter, entering the fourth quarter, 61-2 against Indiana, 1-2. So they're getting the best of them in the fourth quarter. Carlisle's making all the adjustments. And you go back, and I know we were talking about this before we popped on. The last 35 years, no one has more wins as a dog in the NBA Finals than Carlisle. The guy's so underrated. He's a great coach. And I just, you got to prove it to me if you're the Thunder. I mean, you haven't been able to cover here. And now you got to win by six. I like Indiana tonight. And I think Halliburton has another big game.
I have this one pegged as the ultimate I told you so game. Meaning that if people are going to bet Indiana, they're going to come back and say, if they win and if they cover like Paulie just did, they can say, I told you Oklahoma City cannot cover a game on the road. But for people, Adam, who have been playing the zigzag theory throughout the playoffs, they have a very good record to date. And so far in this series, it's 2-0 after game one, of course. And if they just play the zigzag, expecting Oklahoma City to come back and win this game and cover, I think they can come back and say then, told you so. Like, the zigzag is alive and well. So it's very difficult for me to have a big opinion enough to maybe, like, bet this game overall tonight. I want to see if on offense Carlisle's going to do the same thing tonight that he did in game three, and that was he was making SGA with all the different action that you're going to see from Indiana, right? He was running SGA across the court to death. And if that continues and SGA is tired in this game, maybe you can see that like in the third quarter, and he's not getting any help offensively, I then go Oklahoma City's a dead team then.
Listen, I think you guys are making some great points, and I'll give you some stats on that. SGA brought the ball up the floor 23 times. That's the second fewest in a game for him this postseason. Pacers made SGA fight for every single step in the half court, blitzed him 12 times, most he's ever faced in a playoff game, according to ESPN research, and attacked him. He was the primary defender, 22 field goals. So that's to Paulie's point. Let me ask you guys, because you've been doing this forever, because this feels like if Paulie's right and Indiana wins, image-wise, single-season-wise, Vegas odds-wise, this will be one of the biggest upsets in the finals in NBA history. How would you respond to that?
100%. Absolutely. You go back the last 50 years, it's only happened twice where a team in the finals was priced $2 or higher and got it done. So, and that's the Raptors, and that's the 03-04 Pistons. And then if you want to go back to 125-1, which they were in January, it'd be the most improbable NBA title of my lifetime, and maybe ever, when you look at the odds. Because everyone dismissed them because you had the 64-win Cavs, the 61-win Celtics, and then you're taking on this juggernaut that won 68 games. Absolutely.
No, you're accurate. You're spot on with that. And by the way, still, they're not getting credit.
Right.
And they have the second most wins, at, you know, from January 1st to today behind Oklahoma City. And we're still talking about, this team stinks and they're no good and I can't believe they got here. I don't know what else they have to do for people to actually admit that they're a good team at this point. So Charles Barkley used to come on the opening night of the NBA season. I talk about this all the time, Adam. To begin the year in October, he would come on opening night and say, only two or three teams can win the NBA title. And for a long time, that was very true. Like back, it was the Spurs, it was the Lakers, and maybe it was another team, right? For a long, long time, there was no parity. It was a super team, and that was it that could win it. So, Paul, what you guys both said is 100% hitting home. We've never seen this before. If you go all the way back to that rock bottom for Indiana when they were 125-1, if they can win it, this is new territory here for the NBA.
Without question, I do think it's great. Maybe not for some bettors, but I think this is great for the NBA big picture long term. Oilers, told you guys, never a doubt. I
never
wasn't sweating at all last night. Never a doubt. I mean, we had it the whole way. What did you guys see last night? How you playing the hockey tomorrow night?
Well, just bet the over every game. I mean, 10 of the last 11 head-to-head have gone over. Bob saves go over again. Great job by you. I can't believe it. The goalie change worked. It snapped Edmonton out of their funk. I'm still worried about the penalty kill, which has been atrocious, but this is all time here. I mean, it's the fourth most goals through the first four games. Then you got three of the first four that go to overtime. I can't wait till tomorrow night. And now that's nuts. That's what we talked about. Overtime, travel, 5.5-hour flight, play Saturday.
I know. What a turnaround. Adam, you must have went to bed early last night, right? Such an easy win with Edmonton.
That was it. After the first period, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to bed early. Catch up on some Z's, staying up late. East Coast, got to wake up early. You know, NBA, NHL, every single night. Got to do my College World Series prep, get ready for today. So that's it. I knew it was over. It was in the bank. Never a doubt.
Yep.
You guys are the best.
It's never happened.
I got to tell you.
Yep.
Never happened before. It literally
never happened
once,
before.
No one alive. 1919, Montreal. This is crazy.
On the road.
Sports.
That's right.
Let's go. Yeah. Mitch and Paulie, my guys. Great stuff.
Watching Make It Rain on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Start your day with an edge and a game plan. The VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast is your first look at the day's betting line, sharp action, and market movement. In just 15 minutes, you'll get everything you need to know to make smarter wagers and stay ahead of the line moves, all before your morning coffee is gone. Hosted by VSiN's team of trusted betting experts, the Daily Morning Bets podcast is fast, focused, built for bettors like you. Listen to the VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast, wherever the hell you get your podcasts, or get it on the critically acclaimed VSiN Watch app. Sharpest way to start your betting day is the VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast. Welcome back, Megan Rainer with Adam Schein. Time for our news, notes, nuggets, and our nightly plays. And hey, we have action at the U.S. Open, day number two. Boy, I tell you, the big winner right now, the course, I mean, it is chewing up golfers and spitting them out. I mean, this is wild. Lawrence right now is in the lead at minus five. Spawn has done an excellent job. He's at minus four. Sammy Burns is three under, followed by Victor Hovland at one under. Ben Griffin one under as well. I'll tell you, if you're looking for a lot of the big names, you're going to have to squint and hide your eyes. I mean, this has been a rough day for a lot of great golfers. And again, the course has been in complete and utter control. Am I feeling good about my Bryson DeChambeau pick to win the U.S. Open? Thank you for asking. No. No, I am not. Shyam Charania from ESPN has a report that Kevin Durant could be traded as early as next week. Said as much on Pat McAfee's outstanding ESPN show, talking to Pat and AJ and the boys today as they get ready for the Pacers and the Thunder in Indianapolis. And Shyam saying, yeah, we could be looking at a trade next week, early next week. And look out for a team like the Minnesota Timberwolves as a potential trade partner. I think that Kevin Durant in Minnesota would be amazing. People get on Durant, don't like Durant, don't like that he went to Golden State, don't like he went to Brooklyn, don't like he went to the Phoenix Suns. Whatever it is, I still think Kevin Durant is one of the most misunderstood superstars ever, one of the great players offensively in NBA history, and he still is a difference maker and has a ton of gas left in the tank. Caitlin Clark is going to play for the Fever tomorrow. The Liberty are 4-point favorites taking on the Fever. The total on DraftKings, the over-under, is at 172. With Caitlin Clark making her return, I would take the over on the points. And yes, I will take the Fever getting four. How about what transpired yesterday with the Milwaukee Brewers and the St. Louis Cardinals? My goodness. Our guy, Jacob Mizrowski, who is the fourth best prospect in baseball, according to our friends over at RotoWire, was absolutely incredible. Five hitless innings in his debut. He was throwing 100 miles per hour consistently. It was incredible. Second pitch was at 102 miles per hour, 101.8 to be exact. Fifth pitch was 102.2. 78th pitch was 101.1. Making his 81st pitch in the sixth, he felt some tightness, some cramps in the quad, and they took him out. Also turned his right ankle on the follow-through. Sounds like there's no concern in terms of him making his next start, but my goodness, you want to talk about seeing the future. 23 years old, 6'7". This cat is a freak. That is a ridiculously awesome, historic, amazing debut. As long as Mizrowski's okay for his next start. And again, Brewers management, Pat Murphy, the manager, says he's on track. That is great stuff. Cardinals, Brewers, obviously, that's a solid Midwest rivalry. They are going to be in action again tonight. Milwaukee playing really good baseball. I think Brewers are better than the Cardinals. I know the Cardinals got off to an excellent start this season. Brewers favored in this game, minus 156 on the money line for the Milwaukee Brewers. We mentioned, obviously, Yankees, Red Sox tonight earlier in the show. We mentioned, obviously, the Dodgers and the Giants earlier in the show. Outside of even those great rivalries, there are some other great matchups and games going on in Major League Baseball tonight and this weekend. We've got Kevin Gausman taking on Ranger Suarez with the Blue Jays and the Phillies tonight. Blue Jays have been playing excellent ball. Phillies bounce back, beat the Cubs after they have just completely hit the skids. I wouldn't touch this one tonight. I think it's way too close. I do give a slight lean on Toronto, but I was impressed with the way Philadelphia and Schwarber able to beat the Cubs during this week. Gausman Suarez is fun. Blue Jays have a lot of great players. Phillies are always an excellent team to watch. A lot of good watchability in that game. I just won't touch it from a betting perspective. Now, here's one that interests me greatly from a betting perspective. The Reds and the Tigers. Love Detroit minus 132 on the money line tonight. Absolutely love the Tigers. And I think that the Tigers at this stage, 20 games over 500, anytime you get them, could even throw it in a parlay tonight and able to take them on a money line and feel great about it. Look at that. 20 games, you know, over 30 games over 500, 20 games over 45 and 25 on the season. Ridiculously amazing, ridiculously impressive. It's impossible at this stage to bet against the Detroit Tigers. I'll tell you, summer's out now officially. School's out for the summer for these NFL teams. A lot of teams wrapped up mini camp. Not going to hear interviews and coaches and GMs. Everyone's going to the beach and, you know, going to Cabo and going to Cape Cod and the Jersey Shore. And, you know, they'll be out, you know, in all the lakes in Wisconsin. You know the deal. Hey, go to Lake Tahoe. I mean, I'm being ultra specific because I know where these NFL coaches and GMs and players like to go during these months. And the vibes right now, we spent a lot of time this week on bad vibes with the Bengals, you know, and other contractual situations, TJ Watt. I want to hit some good vibes to end the show and end the week when it comes to the NFL. Pete Carroll raving about Ashton Jeanty. Great. That's all I need to know. One of my favorite bets this year in the NFL, the Raiders over on the win total. The Raiders having Ashton Jeanty helps out the offense and the defense stay fresh so much. Think about the upgrades for the Raiders. You have Ashton Jeanty. You have Geno Smith, who is a top 16 quarterback, is one of the most accurate quarterbacks in the NFL, replacing the inaccurate duo Gardner Minshew, Aiden O'Connell. This is such a monster, massive upgrade. Antonio Pierce was a joke of a head coach, never coach again in the NFL. You have a Hall of Famer in Pete Carroll as your head coach. You have Chip Kelly at calling the place. This is unbelievable in terms of upgrades. You look at the AFC West, and I'm not going to make any declarations right now about the Raiders as a playoff team, but my goodness, I'm telling you, I think Vegas is going to win 8-9 games this year. I think they're moving in the right direction. And I think over for the win total for the Raiders this season, absolutely a great bet. I'll give you another popular team that I love this year in terms of a bet. How about the Dallas Cowboys? And how about Brian Schottenheimer? He's done an excellent job in terms of getting his team ready, and the vibes are great. And he was raving in his press conference yesterday about George Pickens, who you know I love. I think the over for Dallas is stealing money. 7.5? That's crazy. I'm going to take you a step further. As we get closer to the NFL season, I keep staring at that Dallas to win the division at plus 600. I think everyone forgets Dak was injured. They got better on the line, better at running back, better at wide receiver, better on defense. Every year there's a new winner in the NFC East. Conventional wisdom says, okay, if it's not Philly, it will be Washington. I'm telling you, do not sleep here on the Dallas Cowboys when it comes to the over, and also as a playoff team, and make the playoffs at plus 180 right now for Dallas. Buckle up, Buttercup. Time right now for the best bets. Introducing the $500 trifecta from GBank First Bet and Visa. All you need to do is open a GBank Visa Signature credit card. First 90 days, deposit and play through $1,000. First bet, you're going to trigger the $500 trifecta. You're going to receive $200 in cashback rewards on your GBank Visa Signature credit card. First bet will give you a $100 deposit match. Visa completes the trifecta with a free VSiN Pro subscription through October the 31st. That's a $200 value. That's the $500 trifecta from GBank, First Bet, and VSiN. Head on over to VSiN.com/GBank. VSIN.com/GBank. One-time promotion limited to customers opening a new account in response to this offer. Will not apply to requests to convert existing accounts. You should absolutely apply today. Terms and conditions apply. You know I love OKC laying the six. Here's some props for you, right? And you know I love the Oilers tomorrow as well. So I'll give you some props in this one and both these games in the finals. SGA over 33.5 points, minus 115. Pascal Siakam, Spicy P, over 19.5, minus 120. Connor McDavid, anytime goal scorer, plus 140. Stay tuned to VSiN after Making Rain. Follow the money with my guys, Mitch and Paulie, live from the College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska. Thanks to Sean and our crew in the Vegas studios. Thanks to our incredible producer, the great Michael Cohen. Have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day. Talk to you Monday. Make it rain with Adam Schein.